Amen. I appreciate that. Good. That was good. It's a blessing to be here again tonight. Man, I feel like I've been here more than I should. I miss Bolivia. But it's been a blessing with Brooke having the baby here, and I knew I didn't want to stay out the whole time of her being here and us putting things in order. If you would turn to Matthew chapter 4. Putting things in order for us to get Olivia back. So I've been going back and forth, and I'm ready to stay there. Amen. I love you, but I'm ready to stay there. And Matthew chapter 4, and we'll start in verse 18. The title I put for this message tonight is 2026, Year of Opportunity. Don't let it pass you by. Year of Opportunity. We could probably say that about every year that comes, but you know, this year of 2025, many of us missed out on opportunity. There was all kinds of opportunity, and many of us did not take the opportunity to do what God put in our heart. Maybe it's just speak to someone. Maybe it's spend some time with your family. Maybe it was, go and visit someone. Maybe it was go to a different country, whatever. But I think we've allowed a lot of opportunity to pass. Maybe it's speak to someone about the Lord. But I want to look at these verses here. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 18, starting in verse 18, it says, "And Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw another two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him." Let's pray. Lord, I thank you again for tonight. Lord, I do thank you for the privilege to be able to be here at East River Baptist Church and share what you've laid on my heart for tonight. I pray that it would be a blessing to your people the way that it was a blessing to me. And God, use it for your honor and glory, and we will give you all praise for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Opportunity. You know, like I was saying, a lot of times we're missing opportunity, about to come into a new year. Get to start over on a lot of things. It's funny how, you know, it's either at the first of the week, I'm starting a diet, or it's always at the first of something. But you do have the opportunity at the first of this year to change some things, make some decisions, whether it be a job or ministry or whatever God puts in your direction. I believe that this year we may have more opportunities if your eyes are open. May have more opportunities this year in 2026 than you've had in the past. Whether it is to go to the mission field, I've heard several people talk about that. I've had some mention the mission field this morning. They weren't talking about Bolivia, but I'm working hard to move them that direction on visiting us in Bolivia. Not that it was out of the question, but it was just to go to the mission field. That was a goal, a desire of someone in the church this morning was speaking to me about going to the mission field. Or, you know, opportunity to share your testimony, to speak. I remember several years ago, a church, a ladies group in a church asked Kinsey, my daughter, to go and speak to them of just some things of what has happened in her life and how the Lord has blessed and different things. You know, and she is not really the type of person to just get up and speak, kind of quiet. But she took the opportunity and was a tremendous blessing to those ladies. Giving, we heard about giving, and just reading that letter, I am now going to be invested in one of those. I'll just tell you. Given to that car issue, Brother Luke Shelby, you know, I am going to invest in giving to that car because I know that is the lifeline for a missionary. It's not easy to get a car there. You don't go down to the car dealership and 5 years I'll pay for this vehicle. It's like you pay them now. You know, you pay them right there. You pay them $20,000 or whatever it costs. And so I thought, Lord, that's something that I can do. That's opportunity. I can give to that. And winning a soul. I was listening to my son, Matthew, and he was talking about the opportunities he had in Bible college this last year to win people to Christ and what a blessing it was. Many of us have had opportunity to share the gospel, but we haven't taken that opportunity. Social media, most people are on it, but you can use it for God's glory. You can use it to be an encouragement. But many, at the end of 2026, many will get to that end of the year and say, man, I wish I would have. I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done that. And they'll miss out on an opportunity that they had. I remember years ago in Bolivia, the first church that I started, a man came to me and he offered me. We didn't have a building for that church. Still don't have a building for that church. And he offered me property in the plaza, in the town square, for $30,000. And I remember that. And now I look at it and I think $30,000, that is nothing for the Lord to give somebody $30,000. But I'd never seen $30,000 before. That scared me to death and I turned him away. But you know what? I believe God sent him my way because God had big plans. And I missed it. These men were asked to follow Jesus. He just said, you know, think about it. They are doing their job. They're working. Doing their job. And he says, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. It says that they went immediately, but I wonder if they thought, what in the world is a fisher of men? You know, had they ever even thought of that? Have they ever even heard that term or whatever? But whatever it is, if it's with him, I want to go. Excited about the opportunity. Number one tonight, opportunity finds the busy. People that are busy, opportunity will find you. Let's read Matthew 4:18. We just read it. It says, and Jesus, walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. These men, they weren't, as far as I know, pastors, religious leaders, or deacons, or anything like that in the church, but they were fishermen, hard workers, just ordinary men. And Jesus walking by and saying, those are the ones I want. Those are the guys that can make a difference. How many times has he saw people that can make a difference and he come knocking on their door and they rejected opportunity? I remember my wife that passed away, Angie, in her last days. I remember there was a man that, Brother Juan, my kids know him. He was a tree guy. He cut down trees and he came to the United States illegal. He came in a dump truck under a pile of rocks. I don't know how that worked, but they had a like a false space, and he was under that. Come in years and years ago, trying to just be free. Got to the United States, began to work. Now he's a citizen of the United States, been here for years. But anyways, that man was a hard worker. He reminds me of Brother Brown, you know, when you grab his hand. He got a strong handshake, and you can feel the calluses on his hand. And that's just the way that Brother Juan was just a no-nonsense guy, you know, just a hard worker. And I remember as in her last days, I had been up a lot and just trying to tend to those things. And I remember he was with me her last night. And I was sitting in a chair, and so was he, and it was probably 2 a.m. And he said, "Brother?" Well, he said, "Pastor, why don't you just go to sleep?" He said, I'll sit here and just watch. You know, to you, not much. But that man made a difference in my life that night. Just took an opportunity to be a blessing to his pastor. Every time I see him, he hands me a $100 bill. I look for it. He's never going to be a preacher, I don't think. But he looks for opportunities. God calls working men, not idle ones. You know, he wasn't passing on the seashore and see the ones in the lawn chair and call them to follow him. He got the ones that were working. Young person, you want to be used by God? Get busy. Get busy. Many of them have, you know, desires. But God wants to use somebody that's busy. Somebody that's busy. You know, why is it that opportunity always finds other people? Sometimes we feel that way. How does that person? I always thought about, well, it just seems like it is that way. Seems like the busiest people have some of the greatest opportunities come their way. I know the busier I get, it seems like God just opens up that door wider for me to take on other things. This year, just a week ago or a week and a half ago, had an opportunity. Young man in our church he's 17 years old now, but when he was 14, he started in our Bible college. And so he's going to high school in our Bible college, and now he's in pre-military also, but he's still in high school. And so he came up to me and he said, "Pastor, in our town is the base for the naval base. We don't have a seaport in Bolivia, but we have two big rivers that run through our town. And the naval base is there in Ribaralta. And this young man is in kind of like basic training at the moment." And he came to me and he said, "Pastor," he said, "what do you think about going and preaching to all these young guys?" I said, "Man, I'd love to." And he was trying to set it up, and it kind of fell through on a Monday night. And then Tuesday he said, "I think tonight maybe we can do it." And he's talking to me. He said, "Maybe you ought to call my captain." And I'm thinking, yeah, that might be good. And he didn't give me his name or anything, just gave me a number. So I called the guy, and he's talking to me. And I said, "A young man there... Name one." I told him his name, and he said, He said, yeah, I remember him. And he said something about coming tonight, about preaching to these young guys. And he said, well, and I said, you know, we've got Bibles. We'd like to give your guys Bibles. And then he said, yeah, why don't you come? So we gave out over 200 Bibles and got to preach to these young men. Young men that are there in Ribadalta, but they will leave there and go to all over Bolivia. And that night, several accepted Christ and just an opportunity. An opportunity. This year, I'd kind of made a commitment to myself. Kind of, you know, I'm going back to Bolivia. I ain't coming back to the States. I'm going to be there in Bolivia. And the last 3 years, we've had ORH, was Operation Renewed Hope. A group of doctors that have been coming to Bolivia and being a blessing to our people and stuff like that. The head of ORH called me and he said, Brother Elsie, he said, we'd like to fly you out to North Carolina in June and speak to, there'll be a bunch of pastors and doctors and also several hundred teenagers that we'd love for you to speak to. Man, I was thinking, man, I said, I'm not going to go out of Bolivia. But I felt like if I can impact a young person's life, opportunity. That's just what I want you to grab a hold of tonight. This year, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for you. And what are you going to do with it? You know, God calls the faithful in 1 Timothy 1:12. Says, and I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. God puts faithful people in the ministry. You know, just Wednesday night, teaching young people, that's opportunity. Teaching kids, opportunity. Maybe you've never done that here at East River, but that's a great opportunity to get involved in that ministry on Wednesday nights here at the Sunday school, discipling someone. You know, that's, I don't know of many people that do that in the United States, and it may be happening all over the place. But I don't know many people that just have a family come over to their house on one night of the week and they just disciple them. I don't know how many, and it may be that it's happening everywhere and I'm just out of touch and I don't know. But I know there in Bolivia, we do that. Now I have a young couple that I am discipling and I hate to be gone because we're missing that time and it's exciting to see the growth of them. And we have other men in our church that are discipling, ladies that are discipling other people. And you know, when you are teaching, you are growing. You're growing. When you share what God has done for you, you begin to grow yourself. Because you're having to invest the time to study and all those things. And think about these men, these fishermen. I don't think that when they went to work that day, they weren't thinking about a career change. They weren't thinking about a life-altering opportunity jumping up that day. Number two, opportunity demands a response. Matthew 4:19-20, we've already read it, but I'll just read it again. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And straightway they left their nets and followed him. How are you going to respond this year when opportunity comes your way? At the end of this message, I'll try to bring it a little more to reality. But think about that. There's going to be a lot of things that come in your life this year. The property next to our church, I heard before I came on this trip, coming back just a few days, a week ago, I heard that it sounds like it's going to be up for sale. And I thought, we don't have the money to buy it. But you know what? We've been praying for that property for over 3 years now. 3 years. And so in reality, and one thing that I thought, when if I do get any extra money, I'm putting it at the camp to build the cabins and those things for the young people there at the camp. And I thought, you know, I don't want to put it towards that property, but we've been praying for that property. And if it comes up, that means it didn't come up just because I believe God has given opportunity. Sometimes we just got to trust in Him. Jesus, when He passed by and He invited those men to go with Him, He didn't say, think about it. Pray about it for a while. I'll get back with you. He said, come on. And that's the way we are. You know, one of my best friends, I'd mention his name, you probably know him. One of my best friends, I think sometimes he's prayed about things so long he lost opportunity. In sincerity, wanting to know God's will, but missing the opportunity to take advantage. He didn't say, you know what? Why don't y'all finish mending those nets and then you can follow me? He didn't say, you know, why don't y'all take one more fishing trip and then meet me over here? He just said, if you coming with me, let's go. I know people. Or I know a man that was in the military. Great man. He was my Sunday school teacher at one time. Several times the Lord laid the mission field on his heart. You know, in the military, it seemed like every time he wanted to, was on the edge, he would get a promotion or something. And not even in church now. Missed opportunity. Missed opportunity. Man, I love that guy. Still think highly of him. He invested in me. Sometimes delayed obedience is disobedience. Number three, last tonight. What you do with opportunity will affect eternity. What you do with opportunity will affect eternity. Peter went from fisherman to preacher. You know, he was one of the apostles. He walked with Jesus. Changed his life. He preached at Pentecost and 3,000 got saved. The Bible says in Acts, well, I'll just read it real quick. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. I'm talking about a fisherman. It says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. I can imagine that. I mean, when somebody says, you know, we had 10 saved, I'm skeptical about, are you serious? Does that really happen? 10 at one time? 3,000. Just because he said, I'm with you. I won't go with you. Peter had opportunity to see miracles, participate in miracles. Andrew was a fisherman and then began to bring people to Christ. He brought Peter to Christ, or to Jesus. Remember the story? He brought the young lad to Jesus when he was wanting to feed the 5,000. James was martyred. Gave his life for what he believed in. John was the disciple that we know as the one that loved God, loved Jesus. He was dear to him. He wrote several books of the Bible. But all that came by because he said yes to an opportunity. All that happened in his life because he said, can you imagine in the moment? I got to figure all this out first. When God comes by and he begins to knock on our door, we just need to trust him. The truth is God uses ordinary people. Opportunity finds the busy. Opportunity demands response. What you do with opportunity will affect eternity. I'm glad when God said, I'm going to Bolivia. I said, Lord, I'll go with you. I'll go with you. You know why? Because if I wouldn't have said, I'll go with you, I may not be married to Brooke. I can't imagine a scenario that would happen. I wouldn't have Anna and Olivia. Nicholas. I thank God for Nicholas in our home. But it was because I chose to follow the Lord to Bolivia that he put that young man in my life. Kenzie, Mary, and Brent, I don't know, maybe it would have happened, but I mean, I knew Pastor Hoots, but we weren't real close. Matthew's life, how would it be different? 5 less churches in Bolivia. Spanish church in Rogers, Arkansas, because I wouldn't have been speaking Spanish. Things would have been different in my life if when he came passing by and I said, could you wait a while? Let me think about it. I had no idea. I had never seen a missionary to Bolivia. Knew hardly anything about the country. But I knew that's where God wanted me to go. And I knew if he was going, and he wanted me to be there, I wanted to go. Young people, I think there's like 17 of you, or a good group of you, about to go to camp. Opportunity. You're going to hear some things this week. If you listen to the Lord, could change your life by the decisions that you make this week, could change the whole direction of your life, can affect eternity, can affect eternity. What are you going to do in 2026 with the opportunities that God lays in your lap? Let's stand. Lord, I thank you for this evening. God, I thank you for your people here at East River Baptist Church. God, I know that they take the opportunities you send your way, their way serious. But I know also we're human. Many times we choose not to take advantage of the opportunity you're lying at our feet. God, I pray that we would surrender to your will. Lord, if it's just to be the best church member at East River Baptist Church, what an opportunity. To be an encouragement to their pastor, our pastor. What a blessing. Or God, if it's to go to another country, if it's to give like never before, God, I pray we would take advantage of the opportunities you lie at our feet this year. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, as they begin to play, God spoke into your heart, I ask you to respond tonight.